Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 21st of April. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, where it's been all about the 145 level. That was the peak in January. That was the floor of the gap in February. And although we had a bit of an overshoot down to 125, 2 days running, earlier this week, we bounced as a gap fill rebound and old support becoming new resistance. Nice signs of the MACD indicator starting to roll to the upside, so that is a positive. It does suggest that at least while we're above 145, then we could hit the old March floor at £1.90 over the next couple of weeks. But we really need to break that 50-day line way up at 223 to get us with a chance of returning to the best levels that the shares have had. Next situation is one which has delivered some news today. Besant with some aerial reconnaissance, I think. And here you can see that after many months of consolidation, the shares still in the 0.2 pence zone. We had a false dawn bull trap there earlier in the month, but we can get a break through the 50-day moving average again at 0.22 pence. We might have a chance of ending the consolidation that's been in place since November and at least having another go at 0.4 to 0.5. Maybe later in May or going into June. Stop loss clearly an easy guess here in terms of being just below recent support at 0.18 on this stock. Moving on to a stock which has not been a frequent flyer here, but here it is today. We've got decent breakout for Cars Group, and it's within a rising trend channel that's been in place since, early part of last year, around this time last year. The start of the rally here was a gap through the 50-day moving average, which it, is so often the case, and we've had good progress since then. The next gap today through £1.40, and while we're above £1.40 on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards the April rising trend channel top, as high as £1.90 by the end of next month, or maybe the first half of June. Only back below the 50-day line now at £1.31, really delaying the upside scenario. Stock I looked at a few days ago, I believe, Petromatad, and making good progress towards the appointed destination near 5 pence. That's the initial target for the shares, a sort of neckline that we've had since the end of 2019 between 4 and 5 pence. So breaking 5 pence could take the shares up to a best case scenario target as high as 8.5 by the end of May, maybe going into June on that particular situation. Stop loss back below the initial April resistance at 3.3 pence on Petromatad. Stock which I also looked at, I think, quite recently is Myriad Advertising. And here we've got a situation where we've broken through recent resistance, that old peak at 62 pence from March, above 62 on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards 80 pence by the end of next month, which is the top of a rising July trend channel. One of the stocks at the moment, which I suppose is a bit surprising, it's not moved more than it has, is Nuformix. Yesterday on Twitter, I tweeted out the key reversal to the upside off support, which normally works as a base building signal. And even though we retrace some of that, while we're above the floor of the rising trend channel from January this year, still looking towards 4 pence as a target there, which would be, I suppose, the top of recent ranges, post-September ranges for the shares. So a decent risk-reward using yesterday's low, 2.1 pence, as a potential, or just below that, as potential stop-loss on the upside. On to a stock which has been quite impressive over the last 24 hours, gap to the upside for Parkmead, through 40 pence, which has been sticky resistance. The longer we remain above 40 pence, the greater the chance of a move towards that resistance line projection from back in September, as high as 57 pence, and that could be seen by the end of next month. This stage only really back below the 50-day line, the floor of the channel at 37 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. Stock which has had good coverage on Share Talk has been Pantheon, with presentations and other types of activity. Interesting now to see quite a sharp bear trap rebound, bouncing initially off old resistance around 20 pence. That was pre-July last year. And what we want to see now, would like to see now, is an end-of-day close above the floor of the gap from the start of the week at 30 pence. Above that, we should fill the gap up towards 37, 38 pence. End-of-day close above the top of the gap, that's at 37 and a quarter, could be enough to then propel the shares up to the top of the broadening triangle from September as high as 60 pence by the end of June. So let's see how that pans out. Obviously, back below yesterday's low at 22 pence would sound some alarm bells in terms of this being delayed on the upside scenario. Stock which I looked at quite a lot in the past is Pires, and not surprisingly, given the way that we had a great move for the shares between December and January. Current situation is it looks as though the shares have seen a line of support, one from back at the beginning of the year, back in January. That's running through today's low at 12.6 pence. And above that, we're looking for a move towards 20 pence, which is the top of that January resistance line projection. So the shares sort of shuffling along and going less steep in terms of their ascent. But a key reversal to the upside today should have some follow through, as I said, in terms of or with reference to Nuformix. A stock which is well on its way at the moment is Ramblo, covering it again. I've covered it quite a lot recently. Obviously, it was covered in the Sunday roast a few weeks back when it was in the low 30s. And so well done to the boys in terms of calling out the end of the churn. What we want to see today is an end-of-day close through the 200-day moving average at 0.58. If we can get that by the end of the week, then we should be looking at 0.7 pence early in May for the shares of Rambler. Stop loss at the moment back below the initial April resistance there around the 0.5 pence level. It seems to be quite logical. Three stocks to go. First one is Sound Energy, which I covered initially on the way up. We managed to peak at 3.5 pence. Looks like we've tested old resistance around 2 pence as new support. While there's no end-of-day close back below 2 pence, then we're looking for a partial or even a full retest of the 3.5 pence zone over the next 2 to 4 weeks. Just a couple of situations left. First one is one which is relatively obscure. I don't think I could, can't even remember looking at it before. Maybe I don't think I actually even heard of the stock before, so that's quite an achievement. Sys Group, here we've had a breakthrough 45 pence resistance, and the longer we stay above that, especially on a weekly close basis, the greater the chance of a move to that late 2018 resistance line projection at 60 pence, and that's a target for the end of next month, only back below the 50-day line at 41 pence, really delaying the upside scenario. More good news flow from Tirupati today, and looks like after the placing that we had, 10 million shares or 10 million pounds raised at 90 pence, we should be on our way again. Current situation is that while we're above 90 pence, still looking for that resistance line projection from December as high as £1.40 over the next 2 to 3 months. If you're cautious on the shares, you wait for an end-of-day close through the 20-day moving average at 97 pence before considering pressing the buy button. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.